Blog Talk Radio.
I am here listening to the Blog Talk Radio. I'm the cosmic philosopher. I am Tim Aldred. I'm glad to be here. I'm thinking a lot of good things. Oh, yeah. Listen, it's like the day of reckoning has come. Really? The day of reckoning. I don't know if you're watching the weather out there and listen to the weather forecasters. You know, the way I see how things are going, people are not concerned about the reason why people go to church. I mean, church is not a good thing. But there's a special reason why people go to church, because they think that our Father who art in heaven, honorable is thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, is in heaven. Listen to me. You know who taught us that? Sounds good, don't it? Yeah. But things have happened on the earth, and even the very Bible that people are reading, it says that man, human being, has fallen from grace. It doesn't say, hey, Our apes fall from grace. It says human being. Do you understand that? All right. So let's say what, talk about what notion have the people who believe in Jesus and go to church. What do they think? They think about Adam and Eve in the garden, that's sin, right? Nothing don't go so. Not a single thing go like that. The thing that in the beginning God create the heavens and the earth, and but before they create the heavens and the earth, there was he and his son create Adam and Eve. Now, my friends, I'm going to tell you this. There's a lot of confusion that have been sold to people who don't have a clue what they are believing. And it took me a long time to realize that I am to take knowledge seriously, different from how I would normally believe things easily without any kind of a factual evidence to it, right? And if you understand how serious that is to know, when you know things, you know, it's like the difference between night and day. When you are believing stuff, like you go to church and say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And, you know, that just come like it's knowledge. But it's not. But, and the thing is, we are in a world society where what really sells quick and easy is to believe. Now, if you don't care about what you're doing with your life and to hunker down on what you can identify as a fact, if you can identify it as a fact different from something you believe, why should you pick to believe? No, think that you are in every way better off getting fact that you know. Do without the belief stuff that you don't know. And hang on to what you know, what is a knowledge to you that you can explain that it is knowledge. Point here, point there, and so it's knowledge. Adachi Fido. But that's not the way it is going here. Now, when the Bible was written, they say, you know, you can't to believe this either. But the Bible, we see it and we know that it was published at a certain time. Right? So what we have concern about now is who write that. You see, because if we do have autobiography and biography information where you can tell that, like if you talk about Thomas Jefferson and some of these people, and you know that it is real history because the documentation is there to say this was a person, and it is written different from when somebody is writing and saying, like, Jesus said this and Jesus said that. A living person has a total different identity. When a person is dead and they did something, it is very easy to conclude that, yes, this person was alive and wrote this. Right? Yeah. Because it's just, you're not going to be somebody who is so scientific that you can't tell. I mean, you don't need like a scientist to tell you that this person was alive, because what the person say, the way they say it, the processing of preparing it and get it published, you know, they are representation of what is written to make you identify if that was a real person. Because a real person is going to, like, write it different from somebody who is unreal. And you can find out a foolishness you're reading. All right? What I am saying to you, we are in a very, very critical position based upon the development that has happened in the world society. Care about what you are thinking, what you are believing, and how you're setting up your life, then you would be careful about what you put yourself into. You know what I mean? And we have a multiple of things. Let's say the church. The church has three branches. Three major branches. Right, to its establishment. And you have, like, what they call two triangle thing mesh on top of each other, and that is for I know that the cross represents Christianity, right? And then you have the crescent, look like when the moon is not full and it just curve around, like certain portion of it curve, that's the crescent. So the crescent is for for Islam. Yeah, I think I'm doing it right. So three symbols represent the church, the monotheism church. You getting me? Yeah. And if you're into something different than that, well, you're not into the church thing. Because the church has these three branches. And I'm talking about the three major branches that makes up the singular church, the Church of Jesus Christ. Although no Jesus Christ never existed. But I am talking to you in a context that you understand I am not confirming that that Jesus Christ was in existence. I'm not confirming that. But I'm drawing an illustration now about what the church is, true or false. What the church is, as far as I'm concerned, it's false. But let's say you believe in it still. We can go on with the conversation because I'm not shutting down because you believe something that I have a knowledge about and I'm not believing in it. I used to believe it. I'm saying to you now, this whole lot of discombobulation. The church is something that you will never understand it unless you give serious attention to reading and knowing the real fact about the church. And I am saying the real fact about the church because the fact of the church is like the fact of your birth certificate. That's what I'm saying. So you don't think that you have a phony birth certificate, if you see what I'm saying. You have knowledge that it is your birth certificate. It's not your mother's, it's not your father's, or your brother's, sister's. So what I'm trying to tell you, the amount of confusion that makes up the church, you hardly know what the church is because the people behind the church make it difficult for anybody to understand it. And I am in the church from about age 7, and I wouldn't be able to tell you the things I'm able to like pin down right now and always have my hands stretch out to you about what I am sitting here and talking about. I want you to confront me if you think I am wrong, you know, see. Because that's where we're going to have a lot of either confidence or lack of confidence in what we know. Because what we do is going to go on the chopping block. You going to be able to let out what you are thinking. Is it knowledge or believing? You see what I mean? And if you don't know what you are presenting, you see there's a problem there. Because you will never be able to get away with what you say you believe, because belief doesn't make it give no assurance for knowledge, you know, see. You can't have knowledge in something and it rests on a belief, because when you believe, you don't need to have no fact. If you just satisfy with believing it, if it is something that somebody tells you and it sounds good and all right, they want you to like engage into some kind of a business like with what they say. And if you think that you can tell them, all right, go ahead with this, the beginning of the process, and you just believe in what the person said. You know, that can happen in a lot of cases. It depends on who you know and your confidence in them and stuff like that. So I am not making it a stiff-backed thing. I'm saying that, in general, belief is different from knowledge. That's what I'm saying. And when you go to a church and you assume that the preacher is telling you the truth, especially if you're a nice female and stuff like that, and the preacher, you know, see this nice a good looking, sexy convert. You know what I mean? Oh, he's just going Lakeisha, Lakeisha, Lakeisha. Oh boy, yeah, this she look good. That's what the preacher, I know. That's what he's thinking. He knows somewhere along the line he's going to make a contact with this beauty. That's it. All right. What I am saying to you is about the confusion that we have on the planet and why the Bible is just a misnomer. Because only a few places in the Bible I can go and read you something that I am content with. It's not the Adam and Eve story at all. And if you can't rely on Adam and Eve story, then you shouldn't take any risk believing anything else in the Bible unless you will read to the place I'm talking about, not the New Testament. Because I will tell you, there is no truth, no fact, no saving grace in the New Testament. And me tell you that for free. I am telling you that for free because I am certain, knowledgeably certain, that the New Testament don't have no salvation in there. I know that for a fact. Okay? And I would say on that, the white people have to leave our territory because we are human beings and they are not. I'm serious about that. If I don't serious about nothing, look, it's not like I'm believing like I was in the church. I'm telling you that because I know for sure white people not human beings. I know that. So all you see there skylarking and talking about, they have federal government and all them kind of thing there. I know it is not. And you know, from when I have been talking about it and even asked them about the Constitution, they're not going to say nothing because they know when they're listening to somebody who's an idiot. Right? I used to be an idiot, but not again. You see what I mean? It's like very often, as I live from one day to the other, very often I come upon more facts being unfolded when I read the World History textbook or even the Bible, because I still keep tune with the Bible because I am getting more and more evidence from the Bible that it is not good. You see? Because the Bible speaks for itself when you read it. If you know what you're reading, you get information from the Bible whether it's good or it's not good. Well, as I said to you, back in the Old Testament, there are some chapters in the Old Testament that I know is separated from the New Testament and don't speak in the context of New Testament. Jesus died to save you and what he and his father did. I know that the whole thing about God and his son Jesus is a lie. I mean, straight 100% a lie. There is no such a God that begot a son. A lie. That is what they call agape love, homosexual love. Those things you're reading about Apostle Paul, the Apostle Paul never existed. And if you think he existed, call me right now and before we lose time. Call me and prove to me that St. Paul was alive. Not believing, because we're talking now about the word science and how words tells us what is true from what is false. We have to understand that if I wholly believe you believe in what you're doing, you can participate in a conversation about that with somebody who is actually using word energy to prove what a believer would cling to. When I'm saying you can't cling to it on the basis of fact, because you need to find out if it's true. But when you don't care to find out if it's true, and let's go into the research, the word search, and prove where this old thought come from. If you're not willing to do that, well, I mean, you can go ahead and do what you want to do. But if you want to live the right kind of life according to the source knowledge, well, you will look and see that you need the truth. And you don't need to believe the truth. I mean, when you don't know about what you're calling the truth, you have to know it first. So it's not that you can't believe into something that you know, but watch this. You can't take it backward. You have to go forward, which means knowledge comes first. If you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, if you want your mind to thrive on any kind of thought, any way that you want to pursue, you need to have knowledge. You know? And if you reject getting the knowledge for what you want to go about, you're going down destruction road. Now the Christian Bible start off with Adam and Eve in the garden, right? And a God who make heaven and earth and stuff like that. You read that, and if you can tell me for sure, that is telling you the truth about the world and the creation of the world and Adam and Eve. Point it out and prove it to me. If you can't do it, you won't be able to successfully gain a conviction on anybody at all, because you don't know what to do to explain it out and logically come out with what is fact. That's the thing about it. Christianity gives us the other way to just believe. Just believe it. Believe in God. Believe in Christ. You know, he died for your sin. And that never happened. It never happened. So, how are you going to find out? It's not by believing. Because believe never make you know nothing. There's a different way in which believe works. And it's not that you're free to believe anything any way you want. Because you won't care whether or not it should be right or wrong. Go ahead with it. But if you want to be certain that you have something, you can't approach it with believing it. You must examine it first. Now, if you think that Jesus is stupid and God is stupid, well, if you think they are stupid, well, you don't need to believe in them. You don't need to believe in them. But look, as long as you build upon that foundation of the church about God and Jesus Christ and what they do, they don't do anything because they don't exist. St. Paul and all the churches that you read about, St. Paul and the different churches and the apostles, them and stuff like that. Look, St. Paul could not be a natural character based on the scripture that I read. And then you must want to know, what do I find to be so certain that St. Paul never existed? Yeah, he is tied up in scripture that cross-reference reveal that what Jesus said at a certain time, like in St. John 17, St. John 17, and you read it on to the fourth verse, you find a conflict there between what Jesus said and about what is said about St. Paul in Acts of the Apostle 9. You see, Jesus is representing something about himself, Jesus, and it affects what St. Paul does in the Bible. And it can't work. It just cannot work, because if you read the Acts of the Apostles about St. Paul's conversion, and you read what Jesus was saying in St. John, the 17th chapter, and the fourth verse, you will see clearly that Jesus had to be lying, praying to his Father that, and said that he finished the work that he gave him on earth. Remember, he called those 12 disciples, right, and give them special power to preach the gospel and to preach the gospel until, you know, the time ends for them. Now, 12 disciples. Jesus left 12 disciples. Remember Judas betrayed him? And after Jesus was departing to go to heaven, they elect another disciple to replace Judas, right? You know about that. Okay. So Jesus actually left 12 disciples, but Judas was not one of them. Judas go kill himself, I think, after a while. But I'm trying to say to you now, Jesus say things to mean he came to earth and he's going back to his Father to sit on the throne. Okay? Good. And he's leaving 12 disciples there. Which means when he tells his Father that, look, I want you to glorify me with the glory that I had with you before the foundation of the world. And now glorify me with the glory that we had back there. That's what Jesus was saying to his Father. Whether it makes sense to anybody or not, but you just say, well, then it's their business. If you believe in that, you know, it's Bible drama like that. The thing about it is this. Nothing would be wrong. I wouldn't be telling you this story if Jesus did not say something that was incongruous to the existence of both himself and St. Paul. What he said did not match up with our St. Paul alive, because he could not twist up and what you call now, contradict what he said. Jesus contradict himself when he said he finished the work that his Father gave him to do on earth, which is he left 12 disciples there. Okay? Judas was out and they put another guy to replace him. So we know no fault to be found with that. So we are talking about now when Jesus say he want the glory from his Father, because now he's about to come back to heaven and he want the glory on him, right? Now he went back to heaven, right? And if he had stayed in heaven and run everything with 12 disciples, I wouldn't have anything to say. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have a story to tell you that Jesus is lying and Jesus never exists. St. Paul never exists. But because the red writing of Jesus said this, listen to what and why. I'm telling you, Jesus never existed. St. Paul never existed. Listen why.
Except the apostle, where Jesus, when he was now back in heaven, sitting on his throne,
he forced convert St. Paul.
They say he was a man who worked in the Jewish synagogue, right? And that St. Paul was not interested in the Christian way. And that St. Paul was a man of the law, of the Mosaic law. Serious expression where it says in the epistles that St. Paul never met Jesus. No, that is not my main point, but that is something that comes up that doesn't make any sense to say St. Paul didn't know Jesus Christ when he was right in the vicinity where Jesus was going and coming. And that St. Paul was persecuting the Christian. Now, how could St. Paul be there at the very time when Jesus was doing his ministry? And you read where the scribes and the Pharisees would regularly go out to, you know, keep some... you know, want to get some argument going with Jesus Christ and the disciple them, right? So why would St. Paul into such a renowned spot there? Now, after the whole thing is over, they're saying he did not meet Christ. Where it doesn't make any sense that he would not have met the master, the Christ. All right. But the lie that I'm telling you about is that Jesus, if you read the story in Acts of the Apostle 9, one big elaborate story where Jesus did a brutal conversion on St. Paul. Because he's like, he push him off his ass, knock him on the ground, and blind him. And, you know, I think he lost his speech. He lost his speech. But he blind him. And he, 3 days, he starved for 3 days, starved him for 3 days. And what else he did to him? And when the man was struck off his horse, they are writing and saying things that Christ say to him. To Christ, like Christ says, say to Paul that you are crucifying me. You know, when he crucified the Christians. All right, so there was a writing that is speaking on what Jesus said to St. Paul when he struck him off the ass. And then somehow he got a shelter somewhere in the vicinity. And you read in the Acts of the Apostle where Jesus, his spirit, spoke to a man named Ananias, I think, if I have it right, and tell Ananias that the following day he should go to a certain place and he will find this St. Paul over there, and that he should minister to him. You know, like, give him back his sight, get some meal and give it to him, and then send him off to preach. And remember, I remember something now that Jesus told St. Paul at the when he knocked him off the horse that day. He tells St. Paul that he wants him to preach his gospel. No, that don't sound right, right? Because how the gospel is left into the hands of 12 disciples. And Peter, Simon Peter, is the chief of the apostles. Now, do you get that to make sense? That St. Paul is now made a 13th apostle? Hello? Do you see it's making sense when Jesus said, I finished the work, and St. Paul is going to put this man to work? Does that make sense? That St. Paul is now put to go to the Gentiles. No, didn't Jesus go to that with Simon Peter and the rest of them? Hello? How is it that Jesus is starting another portion of ministry when he told his father, I finished the work that you gave me to do, and I am coming back to you now. Now glorify me. How do you make that out? Now, do I sound like I'm kind of off my, you know, like my intellect here? I don't know if you think that, or you understand me very well, and you're saying, well, you have to go read the St. Matthew 17, okay, and see where he said, I finished, because that's what got to me. While I was reading that, I'm saying, no, but that's wrong. That's wrong. Because the whole ministry of Jesus was with the disciples, where he covered the ground and everything with them. And while he was going away, he tell them, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and, you know, until such and such and such. There was no plan for him to teach them anything else. He went and spent the time, and now he's telling his father, I finished the work that is incoherent. That's incoherent. That cannot be the Jesus that we believe in. I mean, considering I believe in Jesus from I was, say, 7 years of age. You don't see what I mean? And how long did I believe in Jesus? Maybe for the next 30 years or more, I believe in Jesus. And it took a long time and much effort to read until I'm able to wake up and find out that a lot of things inside here linguistically out of line completely. You see, and it is very, very depressing to know that of this size, this value is wrong. Jesus and God is wrong. No, I'm not saying no creator don't exist. Of course not. Right? Because my creation as a human being don't read like the Bible is telling me. Okay? Prehistory is not like the Bible. And some people are saying the Bible is a history book. And I'm saying a real Christian told me that the other day. And I wrote back to the person, but hey, I don't get no answer yet. I cannot judge and tell why, but I don't get no answer yet. But I will look forward that somebody answer what I say. Now, I am for the truth. I will always now rely on the truth. Okay? After I know something, then it's time for me to believe it. Like somebody asked me, you believe in this? I say yes, because I know about this.
I know about the thing. But you cannot believe into something that you only hear about and you don't get to have a knowledge of it. Doesn't make any sense, right? So I am telling you now, we have an outburst right now. The gods of heaven. We are having an outburst. Because if you are there and I'm telling you about what's going on with the church and these white sodomite primates and us, the hybrid humans, okay, of Africa. And you will see the forecasters talking about the frequency of tornadoes. And if you know anything about America and these invasion and what you call it now, their their invasion and their colonialism. Think about that. Think about that. And I'm telling you more things about going back. When did civilization came to the earth? Where did civilization begin? Right? Because we know we have the calendar of 365 days a year. And then these sodomites come and change to moon calendar, right? Like they have reason to change. And the worst of everything is that they have used their colonialism and their invasion to say they are ruling us with their AD and Adam and Eve. If these white people don't, if they don't come from primates, monkey, where they come from? You tell me. Indeed. The world is the textbook right here. I can tell you that. I can even read it to you. Watch this. I'm going to read it to you so that, you know, you're not missing it. It says, listen, it says, two species on the earth, right? The first one that came is not the human being. The human being were created civilized. But they, when did it happen? Is the thing that we need to know. When did the human being created? It's not the Adam and Eve in the garden thing. That's not what the history says. Bible, these white people Bible say that. Yeah, they say that. Our history says, even this world history textbook that some people say, you know, of course, a lot of people don't bother to pay any attention to this world history textbook because there is a reason why people don't pay attention to the world history textbook. It is because it is too contrary to what the Bible says. And it represents curd of the past. Long, long time ago, before anybody even considered writing a Bible about some 1700 years ago. So what I'm trying to tell you now is that if you doubt that white people are apes, they are monkeys, they come from monkeys, talk to me on Into This World Is Effective, because I'm going to read it to you right now. Okay? Because it's just that, look, I am a human being that have respect for everything that is civilized. But these faggots are not civilized. They are homosexual. And if you notice them, you will find out that they behave like apes for real. And if you take your study about apes, you will find out that Homo erectus come from the apes. And Homo erectus breed up our sapiens, Neanderthals. And now, when you hear they write, when you see what they write today about Neanderthals, they make it seem like human beings and Neanderthals are not the same blood. We are the same species, for your information. Yeah, anytime you hear argument about this world is your textbook, will set it straight. But these white people realize that their disease from way back in Africa and in America and all over the world, our brain is retarded. They realize that. So they are getting away with this thing until we will find out. Well, we are finding out. And it means that you don't have no white people that can rebut what I'm saying. None. Whether they are president or whatever. We just need to be certain that what we are saying is true. Now, we are in the position now to tell them get out. Because guess what? The gods showing us the signs. You see, that this is the time to stand up when we decide that, you know, we are not going to follow these white people anymore, okay? We have done enough that really damaged our life, and now it's time to clean up ourselves and take the right path, okay? Our gods are willing to work with us because they have everything to destroy these faggots. The gods have everything to destroy these faggots. You see those places that those hurricanes are blowing away? Oh, just look at the clouds and how they operate. And if you think that I'm making a joke, you look at these tornadoes and see what they target. They are targeting people who work hard to put up their nice little house and stuff like that. Okay? And when I look at those pictures and think to myself, say, my gosh, you know what? Just imagine if I am in that situation, how I would feel. Well, that's what you're looking at. In America here, we've been here when they were out there in Europe making up their arrangement to do vile things to us. From 100,000 years ago. Yeah. That's no joke. Okay? Now, the only thing we are doing is like, you know, we have to be like, just try to forbear the kind of problem we've been in. Well, you know what? Yeah, we forbear, but you know what? We should not be in that situation. But it happens. We here today must deal with it. Part of dealing with it is not going to be soft. It's going to be hard. Because if they could do our brain the way they did with their disease, all kind of, I'm reading, all kind of disease. You know, and lately I've been reading them a lot for people to hear what these sodomite white people have done to us. Okay? And they're sitting like, everything is all right. Well, they're going to find out now it's not going to be all right. And no front for them. Because we have a right to leave Africa, as we were told, and come to the Western Hemisphere. Them. It's them and their monkey selves did us harm. You see? And cause these monkeys to get our blood and begin to have human being babies. That's what they did. Why we are in this dilapidated condition that we are in. Well, if we see the truth and we can't uphold the truth, we don't deserve being bailed out in any kind of way. And I tell you what, I genuinely embrace the experience of being alive. And for all that I come to realize, I embrace that. I love it. I mean, there's nothing in this for me not to like. You see, with all of my heart. And to, like, you know, see the truth and embrace it. Because for these people to put themselves in a position where they are feeding us with whatever they feel to give us. And the truth is here that set us free. And it means we have a government. You ever hear anybody talk about we have a government? But me? Do you know what is the name of the government? Kingship. Kingship. Kingship government, jurisdiction, and these sodomites don't have a real government because they couldn't come here with something else where, you know, they're not civilized to begin with. They have come into our civilization. That's what they have done by being primates that does wrong things. Now, it's today I begin to look at research monkeys and what is their tendency and stuff like that. You know what? It was a good find. I made a good find because I know this book tell me that they are apes. I know that it tell me that, but I tell you what, I get another push. Okay? All right, so the push that I get, it brightens up my mind about who these white people are. Okay? And now, you see, if you don't educate yourself on these things, it weakens you. You won't know what you're doing. But today, it refreshes me when I find out what is the temperament of primates, apes. You know the story that we have of them when they invade us is about their disease, okay? So somehow they manage to tilt the impression or perception that we have about them. Very low, because people are saying that they say we are apes. We come from apes. They are telling us about themselves. That's what I want. We are down so low because of over the past 100,000 years, and, you know, they started this on us because that was the first time their disease you know, and we didn't know. We come to America and into the Western world, and we're full up of disease. All kind of alien sickness take us, and we just think it's natural. It's not natural. It's not natural. I never read anything that said back there 200,000 years ago that we were of disease. No. And now there's a whole bunch of controversy about what is human like and what is matter and man, and we don't know. We don't know what those things mean. I begin to find out what those things mean. Everything is coming together now. These white people, you know, I'm writing and I'm telling them, you know, they got to go. They got to get out. And they're taking it for joke. It's not. And you notice, with the tornadoes ratcheting up, you don't hear the Biden and the Trump them and the Senate. You don't hear them say anything, right? Because they won't be able to say it's climate change, because the science that they have is telling that the what is happening in the system, in the weather system, it's not inclined to make more tornadoes frequency. The science is saying that it does not support, the atmosphere we have is not supporting frequency of tornadoes. So they lose of using that to say it's the reason for the change to frequent tornadoes, that they can't go there with this. But the tornadoes now getting worse and worse since the beginning of this year, 23. You see what I mean? Now, they manage to, look, the reason why we are in the state we are in is because of their disease. You probably don't know. All the different disease and sicknesses that we have is because of these white people. It's because of them. I never did hate or, you know, bias against white people. I thought they were just people like another type of human being. That's what I did think. But I realized something really happened on this planet, that why they write the Bible and write those old bunch of stories about a talking serpent, and they build up all these old bunch of garbage in the Bible. Now I'm finding out that something real happened. I'm getting into the gut of what happened. These white south dog fuckers, men fuckers, assholes, they have got to go where they come from. They better go where they come from. Because, look, all the wealth that they scrape and say it's theirs is no more theirs. You see what I mean? Because we cannot allow these faggots, these white faggots. And, you know, they try to behave like, oh, all of them are not faggots and stuff like that. That's the way they try to do themselves and, you know, dress up and make it seem like they are a nice breed of people. They're not. I read today about hate. Because it has been in my mind after I start my researching. I decided to research the monkey and what kind of a creature it is. Because these white people come from
a batch of monkeys. So they come out to be primates, or primates, a monkey. Yeah, that's right. Now, there is a giveaway on them, on these white people. They, because the World History textbook tells that they left from Africa and come into Europe 1.5 million years ago. This World History textbook say that. You ever hear anybody tell you that? Yeah, that's what it says. Right? And you know, about 20, 30 years ago, back up a little. When I left Jamaica, I say this all the time. I was 27 years of age. All right? And then my interest was to go to adult school because I wasn't reading, you know, the way Jamaica is, an old slavery place out there. I mean, we don't get proper schooling and stuff like that. And if you have a problem and things like that, you don't get much of attention or help, right? So I was one of those people that would have done better if I had better, you know, let's say, even parents that were able to help you with education and school, teacher that helped you and stuff like that. No, it was not like that. So I fall through the cracks. I don't read no higher than fourth grade level when I left primary school. All right. So I decide now I want to, when I realize that I am coming to the United States, it's my desire to go to adult school, 27 years of age. And, you know, I didn't go through like, you know, like the breeze. But I did graduate high school. So I was not as backward as I was before, right? About 10 years later, I thought that, you know, I don't feel so comfortable with that adult graduation because a lot of primary learning that I should have gotten in the early years of school, I never got it. I did not get it. So I said, well, you know what? The best thing I should do is go and take a paralegal course because of the nature of the things that I am going to learn into the paralegal college. It will help me, you know, because most of the things that I am lacking, it's mostly in the common academic field where the primary information that I should have gotten, I was lacking a lot of that primary type of education. So I think, you know what? If I get the knowledge of the paralegal college, I'll be a lot better off than I am at the time. So I went to the paralegal college and graduated. So look, I am much better off. I have a lot to make me feel good now that from those sessions of schooling that I go through, right? So nobody is not going to fool me about certain things. So if you want to talk about some history, call on me. If you want me to talk to you about the law, government, even real estate, and stuff like that,
I learn a lot of things, but when you talk about government and government jurisdiction, look, these white people, they don't know where they are right now. They are wrong, wrong, wrong over and over. It doesn't matter what they think they have right now. They don't have anything. Because they should not be on this turf where we are here in America. None at all. And what they have as government is raw, raw proof that these are criminals and they are all over the world behaving like they are government and stuff like that. Which part of them is government? Which part of these white people are government? I assure you, you don't hear anybody call me on this program and would talk about this stuff. A guy named Michael, I used to talk to on the program, but, you know, we did not go to the level that I wish we had gone to. But I think I still get some good practice off of him, right? He cannot go into law on nothing like that. He's into these, what you call this so-called church and your concept. He doesn't know but. He can only defend the foolishness in the Bible that don't have wings to fly. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, people are afraid of what I have to say because I know what I am saying. So I told you, I wanted to read you this. Hominid, this is talking about the early stages of human development. Right? And it says, from hominids to sapiens. Now, what they are doing, they stop calling themselves Homo erectus, but they will call themselves hominids. Okay? And primates, rarely, scantily, because they don't want us to come close to knowing what the history says about them. They don't want us to know that because any day we know that, they are done. It's no questions asked. AD and Adamani don't stand up for no government whatsoever. Moon calendar is no calendar whatsoever. And look, they don't want to talk to me about that. I'm telling you. They don't want to talk to me about none of these things that I'm telling you because they don't know what is civilization. Because if you ask them about their life when they left Africa 1.5 million years ago and go into Europe, if you ask them what have they done, they can't tell you that. It is as pitch dark as night. White people can't tell you what they could do when they went up from Africa into Europe. They can't tell you that. And that's what they're hiding. Tell you, you think, if some people might think that I'm hateful. I'm not hateful. I'm not hateful. But civilization is not for them. So for them to do the things they do to us, and for me to suck that down and just keep going on, no, that is not true. I am not going to do that. You see, it doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter anything they are breathing. They are going to go back where they come from like they came here because they will be put into that position. And if they think it's a lie, let them delay. I am saying get out before it's too late, you sodomite hominid. Yeah, that's your ID.
You don't want to identify with it. Identify with it because you're primate monkeys. That's who you are, right? We ain't going to, like, bear this burden anymore. Take your responsibility. You invade us, okay? You invade us and begin to kill us like you really hate. For real, I am just reading now that ape is a dangerous thing, and if they ever bite you, what on all kind of disease you burst out into. That's right. They did it to us. And if you're out there and you don't think that I value nothing, well, I always been asking people to call me and talk to me. Talk to me. There is a tropical storm. Brett. Brett barrels towards Caribbean at near hurricane strength. So things are happening. Tornadoes and hurricane, you know, are coming on. And these sodomites that you see out there behaving like they are real human beings, they're going to find out. They're going to find out. And I'm telling them, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Indigenous people never rebel about Europe attack diseases, kills millions. Check it. That's right. No joke about that. I tell you, I know I'm doing the right thing. These white, you know, crookedness, they feel like, oh, this is their country and stuff like that. They're going to find out how much a country this is for them. Yeah, because they have a way to mesmerize us that we don't remember nothing. That's what they do. But what happened when we begin to remember everything? Yeah, that's where they're going to find out. Because now they cannot afford to go back where they come from. Well, and that's what they will have to do. And they will be lucky if they are able to get back in one piece. Because the gods above, you see all these big balls coming out from the skies? Oh, that is just small things, right? Just showing you, you're just seeing a little wink of what the gods intend to do to you, sodomites, homosexuals. You think, oh, the first homosexual Sodom and Gomorrah, there is another one coming for them. Watch this. How many indigenous people have died in the Holocaust in the Western Hemisphere between 1492 and the present? How many? Do you know? We're behaving and going to church and love Jesus and stuff like that. And I'm telling you, get out of that Christianity because it don't belong to us. Okay? Now, if you want to go perish yourself, go perish yourself. But I tell you something, for those who want to take care of themselves, it's good to know the truth. The exact numbers of natives, yes, the exact numbers of native people who died because of invasion, colonization during the past 5 1/4 centuries can never be known. You see? Those amount of people that they have killed
These amount of people cannot be known. But today, it is possible to at least approximately count the dead. That is a game to develop informed and reasonable, if very rough, estimates of the total loss of indigenous lives in this hemisphere and this country. Yeah, so a lot we will never able to know. We have Thornton's carefully considered estimate of the size of the indigenous population before the European arrival. All right, let's see what he got. We have considered information on the interrelated causes of the 12 counting the dead. Demographic collapse. They want to see what they can work out. We have a reliable estimate of the size of the indigenous population at its nadir at the beginning of the 20th century. And along with this information, we can apply an important demographic insight articulated by Thornton as we work through these inevitably grim and saddening computations. Stannard has estimated that almost 100 million indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere have been killed. 100 million, they can estimate. You hear that? 100 million, do you understand that? Yeah. Stannard has estimated that almost 100 million indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere have been killed. I mean that they just die naturally. No, have been killed. Killed or died prematurely. You see that? Prematurely. Because of the Europeans and their descendants. Those what you see here today are descendants of those who were back there raising hell, killing our people. And we are here just behaving like nothing don't happen. Because of their disease and all sort of it, our brain is not working. That's why we are here behaving like we don't know what's going on. Now, things are changing. Okay? While they think they are doing fine, they're going to find out it's not that way. Because the gods created us, not them. Civilization, we were created with. They did not. They have done to put us in snare right now. It's reverse. It's reverse because you can see that we are told to depend upon the gods. We, it says that we, all of us, develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. You see that? Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. Listen to me. I told you I was going to read the thing to you. Two species on earth right now, and that is these white people are descendants of those who invade us, right? So don't think that they are exempted from anything that I'm saying. They are all together, and we were all fools together and begin to get the knowledge, right? No mistake, no error, right? They are going to, like, see the way, and I don't know if they'll find it, but look, they'll know that what I'm telling them is not something that they want to hear. But they must remember they are not from here. They are faggots. They are homosexuals. And they are insisting on making us homosexuals. You know, make up school, make up church, make up all kind of foolishness. And it don't belong to us. Making up everything that these sodomites want for themselves, and we must follow it. The answer is no. No. And you're going to suffer for it. The Elohims are going to do it. Right? And if you think it's joke, you keep on waiting. But I am telling you, all of you are only human-like and modern people. But what kind? Who created you? How did it happen? You don't want to hear, right? You're gonna talk. We don't necessarily know. Once we know now, we know. We're telling you to get out because we never want to see you. We never arrange nothing. We don't develop no love for you. Now that we know the truth, now we know that we suffer from your disease. Okay? And what do you want us to do? Love you for that? No. I'm telling you, get out, get out, get out. Little by little, different times, at different times. And I'm saying, it's coming. You're going to go. You are going to go whether you like it or not. You're a sodomite, and you don't belong among us. And those of us that you spoil up, you will pay for it. Now, you are hominid. And hominid don't is not alone. Okay? So you are hominid, and you don't want to say, don't want to, like, put that you're primates and ape. You don't want to, right? But this writer is going to tell us anyway. We are sapien, and you want to call us homo sapien. We sapien is not mixed up with hominids. We do not. And if the Lord don't send someone to see all these things that you are writing and messing up our brain and keep us down and in darkness, we would never know. I am reading it and saying, yeah, why? Why are they calling us homo sapiens? That's not right. They are hominid. So So why they want to call themselves hominid and call us homo sapiens? We are not homo in no way, shape, or form. But they begin to do it, though. You see, that's how nasty these white people are. And when you think they are nice, far from it. Far from it. But knowledge is the weapon. They are going to go out. And we don't see them anymore. That's no joke about it. Or they can stay up there and choose whichever departure they want, because the gods will do it. So I'm telling you, whether or not you know, I'm telling you now that this is what they list for us. And, you know, at least we can track our way by what they write here, however imperfect or they willfully make it. But we can, you know, find primary things to work with. They are hominid and we are sapien. That's the two different species. They want to, like, call us homo sapien. Homo is not the species. So if they want to call us these aliases that don't belong to us, that's easy for us to brush off, right? So if they call themselves hominid, they didn't call themselves human being. Hominid and sapien. That's the two species we have. That's all we care about. The earliest human-like creatures, listen to that, human-like, it don't mean human, lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. Listen, called Anthropolopithecines. Yes, and it says, are southern apes. You hear that? Southern apes. The hominid is southern apes in Africa by their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They flourished in eastern and southern Africa. They were the first hominid. And they try to add foolish words to our name, to our species, right? And like to call us human being, right? They want to like, they don't want to call themselves hominids. They put bracket and said, humans and other creatures. Now, why are they are adding human, they, which means the apes, by their discoverer, Donald Johnson, they flourish. Because this don't say anything about human being outright. They said, human-like. So they don't pin down anatomic human yet. You see? And this, if you don't read it right, you come out wrong and they fool you. So they're telling you now that they first, hominids, then they put bracket and put humans and other creatures. Why do they do that? You see how they are very, very full of tricks. And if you don't know what you're reading, you go astray, right? But they're not going to get it here because guess what? I did paralegal. I know what I'm reading. Yes, he said that walk upright. You see? So up to now, they don't have academic description of human being. They don't say it yet. So everything that they said and are putting human being in there is because they want to affiliate themselves with human being. All right. And other creatures walk upright. To make simple stone tools. Now, telling us then with all what they said that we were making stone tools with them? No. No, not at all. But this is how these white people decide to muddy up the African people and push them in the dirt. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. All right? Not humans. Hominid. They have called it Kentropos Pleops, face man of Kenya. That's not human being. No. So, you know, so they have to write about themselves sometimes. They couldn't call themselves human at the same time. So, yes, it's a tell you now that they are called flat face man of Kenya and think that it is about 3.5 million year old. A second stage in early development, and now they are saying human development, which is wrong. I just cross it out because they're not talking about real human being. They're skylarking and fooling people. Yeah. Development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus. You see, first them says a second stage of human development. You see what I mean? You see how they keep on mixing us up? And it's only when you begin to read and notice what you're reading, you will find out that they do these things. All right. So it goes on to say now, they are indeed Homo erectus. I told you that before, right? But they try to drop exempt, referring to themselves, but into the world is a textbook. It seems imperative for them to name themselves Homo erectus. They are the ones that did all of the interbreeding with the Neanderthals, and eventually they are coming down and trying to extinct us while they suck out what they want out of us. All right. So, yeah, so they are Homo erectus, upright, listen to this, upright human being. You hear this? Again, they come with this so that if we are asleep and we don't know what they're writing, we just let it go and mix up, don't know whether we are human or we are apes. All right. But these are the apes. They are not no human at all, because we were not created yet at all. Human beings were not created yet. When in under what he's saying here, in the three point five million years ago, that their people was alive, and they are the descendants, right? No human being don't appear yet, and no civilization never appear yet at this time. A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Imagine this. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominids were the first to leave Africa. You hear this? They don't say human being again, you know. And remember, they're trying to keep the relationship with humans because they want that for now, present day, for them to be called human based on what's going on here today. And if we don't know, we will sit here and let them sit on us and do whatever they want. But we have the truth here, to order them out. And that's what the God is telling us with all these hurricane and tornadoes. Drive them out. Okay? And they will get it. Say, well, all right, the gods is not going to ease up unless them get out. And, you know, if we don't want to, like, hold the position, you know, and the pressure, well, we are the one who stand what to lose. But not unless the God is going to destroy all of us with them. Well, I'm not going to get destroyed with them. I am doing what I have to do, and it doesn't matter what anybody says. These sodomites must leave because they invade us. We never call them, and they kill us. They do. Why should we? Why should we think about them in favorable light? No. Let them perish. That's what they do to us. All right. And you see into the world, it's a textbook. Oh, they like mixing up our brain so we don't understand nothing. All right. Well, they will see all the gods do their business. Now, so it goes on. So it tells you now that Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. See that? Two places that they went, Europe and Asia. Good. Not humans, them alone now. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas, right? So that's them, and our species now that have nothing to do with them, human being species now, only came around 250,000 years ago. That is, they say it's a third and crucial stage in human development. So why do they want to mix up human with hominid apes and primates? Why they are mixing us up? Because what? They know that their disease messed up our brain from Africa to the Western Hemisphere. We don't know whether we have government, we don't know what Africa is to us, or not like that. Because the long time we are separated, and they begin to like now talk, since they get our blood and they're talking now, and they go develop their own culture and stuff like that. They want us. And when I tell you that the Bible don't mean anything else beside prepping us to become sodomites. They have other writings where I get these. One called Puritan Christian Agenda. If you read that document, it bring you into exactly who they are. They are not in any way possible being anatomical human being. They don't have our anthropology. They do not. We are ready to like see them go, and we don't even want to see their shadow. They need to just go out, because we have the truth now. These white people don't belong here. They're going to tell you how much they belong here and all what Trump and them are doing and stuff like that. You can see they're all the same. Trump and them are the same. If we don't get takes now to keep ourselves where we belong, we're going to perish with them, because the gods ain't going to make no joke with those of us, you know, who like they perish in the flood. You know, they don't want to live the right way, you perish. So I am telling you where we come from. You will see how the Neanderthals is not a part of them. And all I was reading here, it has no Neanderthal in there. But you will see now that the Neanderthal that they go, breed up, until they look like the Neanderthal humans, right? See where we come from here? Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage of human development began with the emergence of a new species. So we are a different species. To make us know, when they talk about human, they're full of crap. They're full of madness. And it's for us to now wake up and know who we are. So it tells you that we, you know, why would they lie and say this into this book? They wouldn't do it if they could do better. They would not tell us what they're saying right here after 200,000 years when our species came forth. We weren't created yet. It would be like about 50,000 years after this sapien came about in Africa, right? That stage of development. 250,000 years, right? And about 50,000 years after that, we were created in South Africa using the blood of this sapien here, okay? So it says, development began with the emergence of a new species. A new species is a new species. All these sodomites decide to bungle up our creation with theirs that is like 1.5 million years that they left Africa and go into Asia and into Europe, right? So we are 250,000 years, way behind them, right? And so we were created with the blood of this sapien species, this new species, sapien. Wise sapien. And that's what I wanted you to know, my friend. We are not in the same thing with them. And when you hear them talking about Neanderthals, now, for example, it says here that development began with the human being. We are different, which is the 250,000 years ago, all right? Two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and wise sapiens, both developed from wise sapien, right? Wise sapien is the direct species from which our human blood come from. That would be later on mixed with the God's own blood, with this sapien species that they are telling you is the new species. And they don't want us to know our human species. That's why they're doing all the kind of things that they're doing to us and talk about the ruling us and stuff like that. No, they won't be able to do this. And we have our government here still. Our government is not reckoned on. They only like put, make problem for the people who was administrating our civilized government. That's what they do. They use their blood, their bad blood, their disease, and our people could no longer think and conduct business. That's what has happened. But they couldn't destroy. If you Google civilization right now, you will see they don't tell you that is Europe a civilization. Are Europe European people? No. They are extinct. They are, I mean, excluded from civilization in the world history textbook. That's right. But they know that our head is not really reading and knowing things. You know, it's like we read the Bible and don't know when it's lying to us. So in the world history textbook, you'll read it and you don't know what you're reading. But if your head is right, you will get it right. But you read Bible and believe Bible and your head is messed up. All right, but I am telling you right now that here we have the two subgroup that comes from the Sapien species. Two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and Wise Sapiens. Right? So, two subgroups, okay, and the other one, it's us. Wise, sapien, okay? So, our direct new species is Wise Sapien. And the two subgroups, number one is Neanderthals, and number two, it's us here today, wise, sapien. That's the fact. And I'm telling you that. And you can take it anywhere. And there is nobody to stop you because this is the rule. The source book, National Geographic, Pilvagel, World History. Nobody cannot contradict it. You see what I mean? So let these white pigs and, primates, monkeys, go on with all them antics until they are faced with it. They can go out there and talk all the nonsense they want to talk, but it's coming around, and they will find out what date is. That they cross the line and come into our territory without permission and come and kill we both them up, prison them up, court them up, this them up, that. Now we're going to hit them with AD and Adamani, the banks and all these kind of things, Wall Street and all these kind of stuff. They don't have nothing. Check it out. They have nothing. They can't come here and take our wealth and make it their own. And they talk about they have their own government. We have our laws there that they broke to make up their AD and Adamany. Hello? Hello? Yeah. The fire is under their tail because, hey, the history not representing them at all. You see what I mean? They are not in the civilization of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Did not mention once. Europe is not mentioned anywhere as a civilized land, neither the people who settled there 1.5 million years ago. And so they can sit there and think that they are safe. That's about what I have to say, because these are very important things for us to know. Two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and Wise Sapien, both develop from the Wise Sapien. And my friends, look here. I give you that. And then, let's see, I have a little bit more to read to you from where I stop. It says here that Stannard has estimated that almost 100,000 indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere have been killed or died prematurely because of the Europeans and their descendants during the past five centuries. Stannard reached this conclusion by estimating the original native population at approximately 100 million. And by noting that this number had fallen from 95% by the beginning of the 20th century. 95% out of 100 million. Imagine that. So that leaves like about 5 million. You see that? Yeah? And so it went on that, it went on to say, Ward Churchill has estimated the total of indigenous deaths to be somewhat greater than 100 million, as staggering as these numbers are. Thornton's research provides a compelling reason to believe that the human cost of the indigenous Holocaust were much greater, noted above. Thornton developed a smaller estimate of about 75 million. 75 million indigenous inhabitants of the Western Hemisphere in 1492. And this population declined to less than 5 million by 1900. You think about that, what these people do to us, and being here now, like they are the one who own the place from time immemorial, because nobody has been risen from the psychological grave to understand what's going on, right? Well, I'm helping out some right here the best I can. All right. Now, here is just another little it seems like I have some a friend here with me. He has left. Come on, left. Okay. Doc Northern Northwest Media. Okay, somebody come and left. Okay, cool. Yes. So I'm saying here, look what we have and what they destroyed. And I will be coming to an end. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish mission to California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers. Imagine, look at the power they have over us and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches, by their churches and governments, AD and Adamani governments, to undermine our religious, governmental, and kingship system. You think we were just here looking into the bushes and stuff like that? No, we have an institution. kingship system. How could, why couldn't we resist these sodomites? It is because of their disease that bothered our brain. Okay? Now, I hope that you understand what I am, what I think I'm putting out. I hope you understand. So, it goes on a couple lines. The often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes, the near extinction, it is extinction of the buffalo. You get that? Let's hope you get that. It is that these folks was not doing anything to save our soul. White people don't mean to save our soul. And the reason why you see them where they at, it is because civilization is giving them a hard time. Why they are dressing up and look, what you need to observe is that white people 100,000 years ago did not wear clothes. They did not wear clothes. 100,000 years ago, they were totally in the image of primates, monkeys, okay, until they begin to talk, because they get our blood in their system and they begin to have babies from humans' blood. See what's been happening to us? But once they get their disease inside of us, we were no good. We got down ill, and this is what is happening. And my friends, I want to thank you for your support and your listening, and I am really taking this in for myself, you know, because I have more and more to wrap myself into this holy way of life, right? And let these faggots go back where they come from. This is the place the gods tell us to come. They come here because they expect to get something, and they got what they want. And now they think that we are that bad that they can do anything they want with us. That's bunk. That's nonsense. And they will find out soon. Take good care, my friends. And let's say this year. John Lennon.